Well, hello there. It's me, your host of Shits and Gigs, Kelly Aponte. It's me. Today, I'll be talking about, because I have gotten lots of questions, for those of you who don't know me, and I don't mean questions like, oh my god, your podcast, you should talk about that, like I just mean in life. I've interned with Nike at the world headquarters in Oregon 2 times the past 2 summers, and every time I come back or when I'm there, people are asking me what I do, and to be quite honest, there was like just so much that I would have to give such a brief little summary about what I did while interning for Nike, and so I figure this is a good platform to tell you guys more in detail what I did. So if you've already gotten the spiel from me in the past, go ahead and just turn this off right now. But if you're interested, I'm going to go into kind of just like my favorite projects and stuff. I mean, obviously there was some, I don't want to say scut work, because honestly being at the world headquarters is cool no matter what. But there were some stuff that, you know, wasn't as glamorous. But the glamorous stuff is super cool, I'm not even going to lie. And yeah, I am very thankful for the experience. Like I said in the past episode, I just graduated from Florida State. So hopefully looking for or starting a job soon with Nike, but they are currently, with all this Corona stuff, on a hiring freeze as well as many other companies. So kind of just waiting on that. But that's besides the point. No matter what, the 2 internships were awesome and I would love to be there, or, you know, just to have the internships under my belt were super cool. So to get into it, my favorite project, I would say, was, I'm not sure if you guys are any shoe dogs listening, but Nike came out with a shoe called the Joyride. I'm actually holding it right now in my hand. And basically, it was just a shoe that has a bunch of beads in it, so like in the sole. So when you walk, the beads move, so you can kind of feel it forming to your foot. So when I got there over the summer, this past summer, the shoe was like not out yet to the public, but I was able to see it and kind of see the marketing behind it and stuff. So that was really cool in itself, just to see the behind the scenes of a product launch. But more importantly, the stuff that I got to work on with the Joyride shoe is there is this huge race called Hood to Coast, where you basically run from Mount Hood in Oregon to the Oregon coast. It's about 200 miles and it's a relay race. So I was put on a project. I was the lead to make a team called the Joyriders. And basically, I had a budget and got to get shoes for everyone on my team, recruit the team. It was a team of Nike interns, actually, and a couple employees, and worked with a van skinning company. So our van that we rode in for this race, like, had beads looking like they were all over it and said Joyride on it. And it was super cool. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but honestly, it was a ton, because planning that race by itself, regardless of having like a cool team name or something, is super hard, because you have to figure out when one runner hands off the baton to the next and where the van has to drive and all kinds of details. So that was really cool to kind of help promote this new shoe by running in it during this huge race that has like, I honestly don't, probably like 10,000 people or view, including viewers and stuff. It was a ton of people. So that was awesome. We finished the race and everyone was in their shoes and people were complimenting how cool we looked and how cool the van looked and stuff. So it was really nice to know that I had been a huge part of that. And then along with the Joyride shoe, another cool thing I did was these athlete like photo shoots and video shoots. So we were basically trying to get Instagram content for the @NikeRunning Instagram handle. And being a runner myself, because I guess I should have started with this, my title this past summer was a global branding intern for specifically Nike running. So basically global marketing, but for the running category, not all Nike sports. So being a runner myself at Florida State, I was like a total fangirl with some of these runners, and it was so cool that I would go up to them and, you know, like, I'm Kelly with running, and literally ask them to make Instagram videos or Instagram pictures and stuff promoting this new shoe. And then it was even more cool to see those videos that I kind of helped with on the Instagram platform. So that was sick. It would be cool to kind of see the athlete talking about the shoe and then know that I was like in the background and was the one who told them what to say, which is really sick. And again, they always stress when you're on campus, and I say campus because I didn't know this, but basically Nike's headquarters is literally like a college campus. Like, I thought it was going to be a couple buildings, and I get there and I was like, holy crap, I got lost. I literally, if you walk for 5 minutes just in one direction, you will get lost. It's literally huge. It's amazing. And so basically I was such a fangirl over these like professional runners, but I couldn't act like that because they talk about, you know, if you see LeBron James or Michael Jordan, like on campus, you can't freak out because technically they're your coworkers. So you can't like take pictures of them or like ask them for a signature or something. Like, you cannot do that. You could get in trouble for that. So I know runners, it's not like a super glamorous sport and it's not super well known, but for me, I was like, this is so cool, getting to interview and, you know, take videos of these runners. So that was super cool. And then, I also made this like athlete database, of all the Nike runners. That was one of my projects. And the purpose was to be used for like advertisements and promotions for Tokyo 2020, which now hashtag Corona, Tokyo 2021. But anyways, besides the point, we didn't know that was happening, obviously, over the summertime. So I kind of like research athletes and stuff to then give to the branding team, and they could, you know, come up with cool ways to use these athletes in campaigns. So super cool. I got to travel to California with my team. That was insane. It was like the second week of the internship. They're like, oh, Kelly, like, you're flying to California with us next week for, to get like videos with the athletes because there's this huge track meet, Prefontaine Classic is what it was called. It was at Stanford University. And they're like, yeah, you're just going to fly there with us. And I'm like, what? Okay. I'm an intern and they're flying me to freaking California. It was sick. I freaked out. But yeah, overall the internship, I know that's super brief what I did during this past year. But I think the main thing that is really cool is not necessarily the work I did, but the people I met. I know that sounds super cliche, but I think the coolest story I have in terms of like meeting people, not like professional athletes and stuff, is me and my roommate. We were on a hike on, I think it's like the first week that we were there. We went to a hike that was like an hour away. I don't remember the name of the mountain. Anyways, we get to the top of the mountain, and we see intern backpacks. And what I mean by that is the first day, there's like 200 or 300 interns, and we all got these Nike backpacks, matching backpacks with like a pair of shoes and shirts and stuff. But anyways, the intern backpack, you knew if someone had that, they were an intern. Like, no full-time employee had these backpacks. So we get to the top of the mountain, and there's these guys sitting there with the backpacks. And we're like, wait, this is crazy. Like, of all places to see interns right now, it's the top of a mountain, like an hour away. So we go up to them and we're like, hey, like, are you interns? You know, we're all excited. It's the first week. So we start talking to them and we ask them where they lived for the summer. And they're like, oh, we live right across the street from campus. It's at a place called 45 Central. And guys, no joke, like, we thought we were the only interns who lived at this place. Like, we did not see any interns around. It was such a good location because it was across the street from campus. And we meet these people on top of a mountain and find out they live in the same place. So freaking nuts. We, that night we're like, well, oh my God, you live like basically across the street from us. Let's hang out. Like, we can have some wine, whatever. So we go over there and immediately became best friends. Like, I don't think I've ever made a group of friends that fast. I mean, it was seriously insane. And then the whole summer we hung out and it was awesome. We became really close. We had nicknames for each other, whatever. But the funniest part is the first night we hung out, me and my roommate Shelly, we decided to like bring big freaking bottles of wine, like not the little small ones, like the double bottles or whatever. And we both finished them. So we were like a wreck the first night. So these people probably thought that we were like these insane girls. Like they're probably had no idea how we got the internship. But in reality, that is not normal. We normally do not chug the whole freaking bottle of wine. But anyways, it was a weekend, so we didn't have work the next day. It was all good. We were nice and prepared for work on Monday after the terrible hangover we had on Saturday morning. But anyways, yeah, it was super awesome. We ended up calling ourselves the 45 Cents because we all lived at 45 Central, and it was really cool. And then on the same topic of like relationships and stuff that I made, my boss and my manager were awesome. And the previous summer that I interned for Nike, I also had a really awesome manager. But this summer, more than before, like I just really got along with my team. They were awesome. I still keep in touch with them. And it's not just professional stuff. Like we'll just kind of check in and see what's going on in each other's world. So it's really cool to have that relationship with my boss and manager. It wasn't just like a professional super strict thing. Like we had a good time, and I think that's a huge like awesome part about Nike as a company is everyone is super casual. I mean, obviously they work so hard and get everything done, and it's obviously the number one company, athletic company in the world. But needless to say, everyone is super casual. And literally, like, it was crazy. Most people with summer internships or just jobs in general wear, you know, like a suit to work or a nice button down and a blazer and whatever. No, Nike, you wear Nike. Like I would wear leggings to work or like a jean skirt and a Nike top. It was insane. Like I literally did, I felt like I was going to work out every day, which was crazy. And speaking of working out, they literally encourage you during work. This is like, if you work at Nike, you are literally encouraged to make sport a daily habit. That was the motto over the summer. And literally, like, you work out during work. It's insane. They're like, oh, well, you have to practice what you preach. So, like, you need to work out and you need to be active and stuff so you, like, know the value of sport and everything. So, literally, like, during work, you'll see people playing soccer, employees playing volleyball. And it sounds crazy. I mean, it really does sound crazy that you're encouraged to work out during work. But if you think about it, it's an athletic-based and sport-based company. So you kind of do have to, like, you know and value sport as yourself to actually work there. So that was super cool. I would even go on, like, running meetings with my manager in the middle of the day. We'd go run 4 miles or whatever and talk about work or talk about life. And it was so cool. So yeah, I would say the internship was insane, literally insane. And then the first summer, I guess the reason I talked about last summer first is because overall I did like my second internship a lot better. It was just a lot more based on exactly what I want to do because it was, you know, like global branding for specifically running. Whereas my first internship at the world headquarters was, I would say mostly like employee communications, which again was awesome. I think there's like, honestly, I'm going to say 20,000 or I could be very wrong. I'm actually just pretend I didn't even say that number. I don't know how many employees are at the world headquarters campus. But there's a lot. And so I was basically running a campaign. This is the first summer, a campaign, called the Nike History and Heritage Challenge. And it was basically to like make sure everyone remembers the Nike history and keeps our roots at the front of our minds and stuff. So it was cool to create this challenge and make a quiz and stuff. And then I got to plan a happy hour for the people who scored the highest on the quiz. So I would like basically at lunchtime kind of go around and tell people about the quiz, tell people about the prizes, which were like shoes and like all these really cool swag items. And they would take the quiz, and then it was great when people would take the quiz because we were trying to beat the number of participants of the previous year. So the interns before us, basically the year before us, got I think like 250 or something participants, and then we ended up getting I think it was like 2,000 or I don't know. I know we ended up doing really well, which was awesome. And basically after the first internship, I was ready to graduate college and leave and start working for Nike. Like, I was so gung-ho, like, we're gonna work there. I didn't even want to do my fourth year of school, and with my credits and stuff, I could have graduated early. And so I was literally like, F this, I love this place, I want to live in Oregon, like, this is insane, never would have expected that. And so I started, like, calling my academic advisors, talking about how I could make that happen, where I could graduate early and basically move to Oregon. But then my manager, which I'm so, so happy she talked me out of that, basically. She said, you know, like, I have a whole nother year of college. There's no point to rush it. Nike will be here, or just a job in general. There's no reason to, like, rush a full-time job. I mean, there really isn't. And in hindsight, thank God, because my senior year was so fun. Kind of like what I talked about in the previous episode about being a collegiate runner, my senior year, I would say, was the best, because that's when I really, really learned how to balance my social life and athletic life, and, like, not letting, I don't know, like, the rules of the team and stuff get in the way of having fun my senior year. So I'm so happy I didn't graduate early. So I basically came back to school and added a second major. So I'm a major in public relations, and then now a double major in sport management, and decided that I was going to try to intern again. And I did. And that's how I ended up getting the second internship with Global Running, which was sweet. And yeah, I think, I don't know, it's just crazy, number one, to think how fast time went by. Like, talking about my first internship right now, it's almost hard to remember what I did, to be honest. Like, I know I worked with athletes, and I remember after thinking, like, oh my God, this is so cool, I'm so cool. Like, honestly, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then the second internship, I was like, okay, that just blew away the first internship, which I did not think was possible. It was nuts. It was really nuts. To be honest, to describe the whole last thing, it was just nuts. It really was. I mean, it's like these people who work here, they work in like a dream. Like, to me, it's seriously so insane to think that you could work on this campus, literally wear active clothes all day, sneakers to work. Like, you're not rocking a blazer. No, you're rocking leggings to work. It's insane. And then you're, like, working with these crazy cool athletes, and they're just, you know, casual, your coworkers, which is nuts. Like, you could literally say LeBron James is your coworker, or, like, Michael Jordan, oh, he's just my co-, like, that's insane. But I don't want to get too excited. I feel like I could literally talk for hours about this. I don't really know what else. I guess a cool thing, if I'm just going to talk about, like, the internship in general, not specifically what I did, was they did so much, like, awesome stuff for the interns. Like, one weekend, they took us whitewater rafting, or they would have all kinds of, like, happy hour events. That's another thing. Like, the amount of alcohol, literally, there was Thirsty Thursdays. I think it was every Thursday. And it's like people get out of work early, basically, and, like, 3 o'clock, everyone goes and hangs out and drinks and, like, plays games. And, like, it's literally nuts. I mean, you are getting paid to drink nice beer and, like, hang with your friends who are your coworkers and possibly see a professional athlete who also is your coworker. It's really insane. So yeah, I would say, if you want to apply for the Nike internship, freaking do it. Google it right now. You just go on Nike careers or nikejobs.com or whatever it is. Easy to find. Not sure what's happening with all this Corona stuff, but, yeah, maybe for next summer, apply for the Nike internship if you're interested, because it's sweet. And by no means am I, like, trying to promote the Nike internship. I just had such an awesome time. And also, I do want to shout out just Florida State Athletics in general, because I don't really know exactly, like, the intricacies behind it, but it's something where it's, Florida State is a Nike elite school. We're sponsored by Nike, our uniforms are Nike and everything, and so they have a contract where they have to hire, I think it's one or two interns that are athletes from Florida State. So if you go to a Nike elite school and you're an athlete, you could also qualify, I think. I don't really know how it works, but yeah, basically shout out to Florida State Athletics, because without you guys, I would not have been able to get the internship, most likely. because they have like 20,000 applicants, and my first year they picked 250. So it was like 1% or something that I was gonna get this internship, and I did. But again, thank you to FSU Athletics, because don't think I would have gotten it if it wasn't for them. And also another quick shout out, obviously thanks to everyone who like encourages me and whatever. Again, not trying to be all like inspirational in this podcast, but a cool quick story about the Nike internship. My friend Sarah Myers, she was always like asking me so much about it. And the craziest thing is when I first got the internship, Nike called me and I literally was at the library, but I, of course I answered when Nike was calling. They offered me the internship. I said yes, obviously, and I just started crying. Like I thought I was literally looked like my cat died or something. Like I started crying so hard. And this girl, Sarah, like walks out of the library and she sees me and she was like, oh my God, hey. And I was like, oh my God, Sarah, I got the internship. And she's like, no way. And then I cried. And then I was like, let me call my mom. And then she walked away, whatever. Literally the next year when Nike called and offered me the internship and I accepted it and had tears in my eyes again, guess who's the first person who's walking by? Sarah freaking Myers. I don't know if like there was some type of, I have no idea, but it was just so weird that literally both times I had like good news from Nike, she was the first person I saw, like before I even had time to call my mom or my brother or my dad. So shout out to you, Sarah. I don't know if you knew like there was good juice in the air or something, but like you were always there to give me a big hug and be excited for me. So thanks. But yeah, that's my Nike internship experience, and hope you enjoyed this episode of Shits and Gigs. Peace out, people.